This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that next-gen GST reforms will be implemented from today on the first day of Navratri. Addressing the nation, Mr. Modi said GST Bachat Utsav will begin from today and people can buy their choice of goods at a lesser price. He added that nation's growth story will be changed with these reforms and youth, new middle class, farmers, women, shopkeepers, traders and entrepreneurs will greatly benefit from this Bachat Utsav. The Prime Minister remarked that citizens and traders were entangled in a complex web of taxes for decades, including octroi, entry tax, sales tax, excise, VAT and service tax. He pointed out that transporting goods from one city to another required crossing multiple checkpoints, filling numerous forms and navigating a maze of different tax rules at every location. He pointed out that his government gave priority to GST after coming to power in 2014 after consulting with states and stakeholders. He said dozens of taxes were done away with after the efforts of centre and states. Mr. Modi highlighted that under the new structure, only 5% and 18% tax slabs will primarily remain. He affirmed that the dream of one nation, one tax was realised. The Prime Minister expressed happiness that in the last 11 years, 25 crore people have come out of poverty. He noted that this year, the government has gifted tax relief by making income up to 12 lakh rupees tax-free, bringing substantial ease and convenience to the middle class.
Pichle 11 saal mein, desh mein 25 crore logon ne garibi ko haraya hai aur garibi se bahar nikal karke 25 करोड़ का एक बहुत बड़ा समूह नियो मिडिल क्लास के रूप में आज देश के अंदर बहुत बड़ी भूमिका अदा कर रहा है. इस नियो मिडिल क्लास की अपनी एस्पिरेशंस हैं, अपने सपने हैं और स्वाभाविक हैं. जब 12 लाख रुपयों का इनकम टैक्स में राहत हो जाए तो मध्यम वर्ग के जीवन में तो कितना बड़ा बदलाव आता है.
Mr. Modi expressed happiness over the response of shopkeepers towards the GST reforms. He noted that they are actively working to pass on the benefits of GST reductions to customers. The Prime Minister highlighted that in many places, boards displaying price comparisons before and after the reforms are being prominently displayed. Mr. Modi said his government is moving ahead with the mantra of Nagarik Devo Bhava. The Prime Minister also made a strong push for manufacturing in India. He emphasized that India's manufacturing should surpass all benchmarks with dignity and excellence, and the quality of Indian products must enhance the country's global identity and prestige. Prime Minister Modi affirmed that when the centre and states move forward together, the dream of a self-reliant India will be fulfilled. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees. In Arunachal Pradesh, he will lay the foundation stone of two major hydropower projects worth over 3,700 crore rupees. In Tripura, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the development work of the Mata Tripura Sundari temple complex at Matabari under the Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Heritage Augmentation Drive scheme. The nine-day-long Navaratri festival will begin today. Navaratri, which means nine nights in Sanskrit, is dedicated to the worship of Goddess Durga and her nine avatars, collectively known as Navdurga. Hindus observe four Navaratris throughout the year, but only two, Sharadi Navaratri and Chaitra Navaratri, are widely celebrated as they coincide with the changing of the seasons. This festival will conclude with Dashera, the day which marks the victory of Lord Ram over Ravana. Indian airports have not faced any adverse impact so far in relation to the cyber attacks on Collins Aerospace systems used at various European airports. The Ministry of Electronics and IT said that the Collins news software is also used by Delhi Airport, but added that there is no impact on flights operations so far. And that is the end of this news bulletin.